Well, in Massachusetts today, there's going to be some. Well, it's going to be an emotional day in the city of Boston, because today they're going to sentence the young man who was convicted in the federal case in the killings and the boss, the second Boston massacre, if you will, the Boston Marathon bomber, who, along with his brother, I'm talking about Yochar Tsarnaev. Who will be sentenced today and will be sentenced to death in this case. And it's going to be an emotional day and time in that courtroom, because he gets to face today his living victims, those who were victimized by him. And there were many, as you know, from the 2013 bombing that occurred on Patriots Day in the city of Boston. It's... this is bound to determine the way this is carried out is very much according to script here. But we're going to go to Boston now and visit with Fox News Radio's reporter there and get a chance to talk to Bill Marcus briefly, who's covering this today. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and I understand it's hard to there's a little bit hard to hear there over the line. So, and there'll be a lot of reporters there today. Of course, not with live coverage and video from the courtroom. We've got the court drawings in federal court, but this will be Bill, as I just kind of laid out, an emotional day for the victims of Yochar Tsarnaev.
Absolutely. The reason why there's no cameras in the courtroom in the federal court is because the House of Representatives and the United States Senate has decided there's no cameras in the courtroom. But every single one of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing who wants to present a statement to Mr. Tsarnaev to explain to him how his actions impacted them will have that chance. The court and the U.S. attorney have asked these people to limit their remarks to 5 minutes. Mr. Tsarnaev will have a chance to respond if he wants to. It is unlikely he will. He didn't talk at his own trial, but that opportunity will exist for him.
The judge, George O'Toole Jr., is required under law to impose the jury's sentence here, which was decided. That was the second phase of this trial that went through, and that was a sentence of death. He's required. There is no variance on that, and that part should probably go fairly quickly. Will the judge have an opportunity there to offer his own comments on final disposition for Mr. Tsarnaev?
I would think it unlikely that you'll hear any deviance from what the jury said.
Right.
The judge has been very consistent and very fair throughout the trial. I'm being subjective, but I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. This has been a very high-profile trial, and this judge has been fully aware of it. And so from voir dire up through discovery and discovery I don't know about, to tell you the truth. If there's a lawyer listening, they say, well, how does he know about discovery? Well, through the voir dire process, which we watched.
Right, the voir dire, right.
So, and the proceeding of the court, he's been fair. Will he talk? Yeah, they love to talk. He had written speeches at the beginning. And I'm sure he's got another one today.
Bill Marcus with Fox News Radio will be at court today in Boston here at the actual pronouncement here with the sentence of death and the various victims who will have a chance to confront their convicted attacker. How long, Bill, if you know, how the process now kicks in with automatic appeals, et cetera. What kind of a timeline are we looking out for the, let's assume the sentence is upheld all the way through, for carrying out this sentence on Yochar Tsarnaev?
Well, you know, Dave, in the United States of America, when you get a death penalty sentence put on you, you have an automatic right to appeal. That's what we do in our country. Usually, lawyers in a death penalty case, well, from what I'm told, once again, ask your local lawyer for more specifics on this, will take issue with the fact that, as they've said many times, those lawyers in this case, the trial shouldn't have been here in Boston, and the voir dire, the selection of the jurors, was inappropriate. How much time? I've heard it on local radio about 5 years. That's an estimate from one expert.
Five years period of time. So he'll have his time, as he's already had over the last couple of years and change in behind bars, and then this is likely to be. There hasn't been too much cry of injustice or miscarriage of justice or anything like that through this trial. It just hasn't been occurring on any side, from what I've heard. And yet, there will be those who are opposed to the death penalty who will say that this should not be carried out.
No, there has been many charges of from the defense. That the local jury pool is prejudiced. Remember, only a third of people in Massachusetts support the death penalty. I just spoke to some death penalty opponents, and they consider this to be the imperial will, such as the same as when the British Crown told the people here in Boston what they had to do. Here is a one judge, 12 jurors, and four prosecutors making a determination contrary to the will of the people of this state. So it's not that this opposition and dissent is not out there. It's out there. It's how much we want to listen and how loud it's amplified.
Right, okay. And I guess I meant more from the side of those who would be like, impartial arbiters watching this saying, you know, this was an obvious mistake here, there. But, yeah, I get on the defense side. They're charged as an advocate to do everything they can for their client. And of course, that's the way it goes. Bill Marcus is in Boston today where he's covering this. Joe Carcinive will be officially sentenced to death. Bill, we appreciate your time. It's going to be an interesting day there in the hub.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time.